Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week I did an introduction to the year and we talked about what I do and some of the problems I see most frequently. And one of the issues I spoke about last week was insecurity. So today we're going to talk about insecurity. And if you're someone who follows the calendar, it'd be fair for you to ask why I'm not focusing on goals and New Year's resolutions and things like that. And for me, the reason is really simple. It doesn't matter how many or how good your New Year's resolutions are if you don't address the issues that have prevented you from achieving your goals in the past. And the issue I hear over and over again is insecurity. But make no mistake, I'm not in the stone throwing business. Everyone has insecurities. Everyone, myself included. Right? We all have things or situations that trigger doubts about ourselves and or about our abilities. But I don't think this is a big deal. I don't think it's something we need to run from and avoid. I think it's something we come by naturally. In fact, for me, there are reasons why people are insecure, and most of those reasons are actually bigger than the individuals. And so what are the reasons why people are insecure? And for me, there are a couple of reasons. First is that we're social beings. We just are. Even when we talk about someone being antisocial, it's only because we have some expectation that they should be social and that they're not meeting it. That's why we call them antisocial, right? But to me, this is important because when people are social, they tend to compare themselves to others. How do I look compared to others? How talented am I compared to others? And so just by the nature of us being around other people, we're going to develop insecurities because we compare ourselves to other people. Another reason why I think people are insecure is because there's no standard. There's no sort of uniform goal that we're all working towards. We come into this world with no direction. We have no instruction manual, but more importantly, there's no set standard as to what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, for some people, net worth is the most important thing. For some people, it's about making positive changes in the world. For some people, the goal is to be a good person or to be a religious person. My point is, if there's not a set standard, how do we know if we measure up? I mean, if we just said the standard is net worth, then it's easy. The higher your net worth, the higher your worth. Easy peasy, right? Or if it's just be a good person, then as long as I'm doing good things, then I'm good. But we don't have a uniform standard. And so we struggle to know how to measure ourselves. And I think this leads to insecurities. The other reason, the final reason I think that we have insecurities, and this is more kind of an existential reason, is because of the limited amount of time we have on this planet, right? And this is a little deeper than some of the other issues. But part of the reason why people are insecure is because of the life we live. And what I mean is everything we do is time limited. Our very lives are time limited. I could be on this earth for 10 years or 110 years, and I have little or no ability to really influence that. I could live a perfect life. I could be the most healthy person in the world and then get hit by a car. The end result is that every decision feels monumental. Every decision feels as though it's consequential because it might be the last decision I make. I remember in grad school, I was getting ready to see my first real client, right? And we had seen like undergrads, we had seen people who came in to get some extra credit, but this was the first real client with real problems. And I have sort of the requisite amount of nervousness, right? I'm not really trying to screw anybody's life up any more than it already is. And I had a professor say something to me that day, and it was perfect. He basically looked at me and said, look, there's nothing you're going to do today that we can't fix next week. I mean, there are some things you can do that we can't fix, but you know better than to do those things. So everything else we can deal with. And it was perfect. I went into therapy with the exact right perspective, which is I'm going to do my best, but if I make a mistake, I can fix it. Problem is, we don't feel this way in life. We feel like any misstep might be the last misstep. We feel like any misstep and the wheels could come off. So how do our insecurities impact us? And for me, again, there are a couple ways. The first is I think it raises doubts about our ability to achieve. If I doubt my abilities, I'm probably going to doubt what I can achieve. So if I feel like I'm not capable, or if I feel like I don't measure up to others, then I'm probably going to feel like the goals I have are something I'm not going to achieve either. Another way that insecurities impact us is that it causes us to set goals that we may or may not actually care about. And hear me out on this one. But how many people set goals this year to lose weight because they think that's what they're supposed to do? And what I mean is, for most people, it's only when I compare myself to others that I feel a need to make changes. Would someone feel a need to lose weight if there was nothing to compare themselves to? Maybe, maybe not. But I guarantee this, If they did, they'd be much more likely to achieve that goal. I think part of the reason why people struggle to reach goals is because the goals they are trying to reach, they're trying to reach for somebody else. They're trying to reach them so they can meet somebody else's expectation. For instance, my older son, I had a lot of problems with him when he was in high school. His grades weren't that great. He just didn't care about school at all. And so it took us a couple years to kind of get his head twisted on after high school to know sort of what he needed to be doing. But fast forward to college, and he finally figures it out, and his grades are perfect. I've never had to talk to him once about his grades. Why? Because his goal of getting good grades is now about him. It's now about him creating his future. It's not just about him meeting my expectations. Oh, I think you should have a 3.0 average or whatever it was. And a final way that I think insecurities impact us is because it prevents us from being content. And this makes sense. If you've listened at all last year, you'll know that for me, contentment is the goal. Happiness is how I feel today. Contentment is how I feel overall. How content am I going to be if I feel like I never measure up? I'm just not going to be very content. And so for me, that's actually one of the biggest impacts of insecurity, is that it leaves us feeling discontent. And so for me, these are the reasons why we should care about insecurity. I mean, somebody being insecure is kind of neither here nor there. It's when it starts impacting your lives that it becomes a problem. So what do we do about this? How can you address your insecurities in a more positive way? And for me, there are a couple things. The first, quite simply, is just to be aware of your insecurities. Whether we like it or not, we all have insecurities. And so for me, those insecurities are always at play, right? It's like a virus running in the background of your computer. You can pretend it's not there, but it's still going to mess up a lot of things until you get rid of it. And so the first thing we want to do is be aware of insecurities. Just acknowledge we have them. The next thing I think we want to do with our insecurities is to identify the area or the situations that trigger your insecurities. All situations aren't going to make us feel insecure. All situations aren't going to trigger our insecurities. Identify the area or identify the situations that are going to trigger your insecurities. Is it about money? Is it about success? Is it about physical appearance? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. There's no judgment. We just want to know what it is so we know what program's running in the background. Next thing we want to do is ask yourself why that area causes insecurity. And here's what I don't mean. I don't mean saying I'm insecure about my body because I don't like how I look. What I mean is saying, why do I think how someone looks matters? And so saying, yeah, I'm insecure about how I look. The question for me is, why do I put so much emphasis on how people look? Why does somebody looking better mean that their life must be better? Why does more money equal more success? That sort of thing. It's almost always related to something bigger. And the last thing I think we can do to address our insecurities in a more positive way is to view the goal as management, not elimination. Like I said before, everybody has insecurities. It just comes with the territory. I think it just comes with part of being a human being. So the chances that you're going to be the first person in the history of the world to conquer your insecurities is probably a bit of a reach. Let's view identifying and managing our insecurities as the goal. And if in the process we get rid of some, cool. But to think that we're going to get rid of our insecurities and that that's the goal, I think it just sends us on a goose chase that we're probably not ever going to actually complete. See, we can spend our time fighting ourselves, or we can spend our time better managing ourselves, right? You can fight against your insecurities and let them drive you crazy, or you can identify your insecurities and figure out how to manage them better. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to run from the things that scare us. We want to look them dead in the eyes and address them so that we can find a better way to be us. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you have questions or situations you want to share, DM me and I'll do my best to try to get back to you. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Sewickley, and I'm currently scheduling appointments for that location. Information for that is andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about recognizing faults in a way that allows us to fix them. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.